Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
I'm Kevin, and you are on Joy's very own show about pets, Pets Aloud. Joining me in the studio today is Dr. Alan Bolton.
Hello.
Our senior veterinarian at the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic.
In his purple t-shirt.
In his purple t-shirt. I am also in a purple t-shirt as well. And we do have one other special guest in here, Alan.
We have the Sprocket.
We have the Sprocket. Yes.
Well-known Sprocket.
Well-known Sprocket. He? If you're a regular listener of the program, you will know about our Sprocket pup dates that we have each month. Sprocket is the Sprocket of Sprocket pup dates. He's wearing a lovely purple bandana as well. Now, Alan, why are we wearing so much purple?
Well, it is Wear It Purple Day, a day celebrating rainbow youth. And to mark the occasion, we are all three of us wearing purple.
Now, Wear It Purple Day is the 29th of August, which is today. It is always, I think, the last Friday in August. Yep. And it's a student-run initiative. So they actually, some students started it and kicked it off a little while back. And it is all about supporting rainbow youth. So in 2013, they focused on addressing language. And each year, they have something different as to what they want to sort of think. So this year, they're looking at identifying stereotypes and preconceptions to educate about sexuality and gender diversity. Wear It Purple Day has a simple message. You have the right to be proud of who you are. Sexuality or gender identity does not change this. So the idea is wear it purple if you agree. Hence, we are wearing purple. That's right. And you'll be able to see some photos up on the Joy Facebook page of Sprocket in his lovely purple bandana. We're going to do a group photo a bit later as well.
And I've got to say, I love the whole idea.
Yeah, it's I love that absolutely visibility. Fantastic.
It is just fantastic.
It is absolutely fantastic. So we've got quite a lot happening on the program today, and we want to know, if your pet has had a positive impact on your life, because we all know we've been through rough patches at different times in our lives, or just maybe even had an off day, but our pets have provided such great support. Alan and I will be sharing our stories today as well. Coming up,
we will, like you said, be sharing our experiences on how our pets provided us companionship through tough times.
We'll also be returning the favour to our pets by looking at ways that you can help keep your pet happy and healthy.
And we'll be checking in with high school student and member of Wear It Purple, Lawson, who will join us live from his school library to talk about the event.
We'll have a Sprocket pup date, even though he is in studio, and all of your favourite Pets Aloud segments as well.
Amethyst.
Indigo.
Lavender.
Lilac.
Tyrian.
Violet.
Purple!
Today is Wear It Purple Day. Are you wearing purple or something similar to share your support? Joy 94.9 is proud to support Wear It Purple Day.
Hey, I'm SJ from The Fast and the Frivolous. Thank you so much for wearing purple today. If you don't know what Wear It Purple is, it's a youth-led organisation that supports and empowers rainbow young people. Wear It Purple believes that every young person is unique, important and worthy of love, and that no one should be subject to bullying, belittlement or invalidation, whoever you are. So be kind to one another and show your support by wearing purple today. Thanks.
Wear It Purple is a youth-led organisation that exists to support and empower rainbow youth.
Joy 94.9 is proud to support Wear It Purple Day 2014.
Check out wearitpurple.org.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
And that was great information about what Wear It Purple actually is. Now, all throughout the program today, Alan, myself, and the lovely Sprocket.
Proudly wearing purple.
And we also received a photo from Oz of our guest, special guest who's going to be joining us a bit later, Lawson, who we're going to be calling. He's up in Sydney. He's wearing awesome purple at school, and he's just got such a great support there as well, which is fantastic to see.
So we're looking forward to talking to him.
Yes, we are. And we also got a message in from Mark in sunny Brisbane, who wanted to let us know that he is... he sent us a picture, actually, of him wearing his purple. He's got his purple cap on, and he's got a purple jersey as well. He is absolutely loving to be able to wear his purple for fighting against homophobia. He's got a Minnesota Vikings jersey on. Ooh, absolutely fancy. Now, Alan, you might have seen, if you're on our Facebook page, something called Desex in the City.
Which is our marathon cat desexing session, which we were kind of hoping to be calling out for people to book their cats in today, but it has been so popular that we've already got our 50 cats booked in. So on the 11th of September, we're going to stay open all night, and we're going to have the surgery open all night. And we want to encourage people. It's that time of year. Cats are starting to breed. Already we're starting to see kittens coming into the shelter. So we want to desex as many cats as we can. So although we're fully booked this time, we'd still like to encourage people, if you have got a non-desexed cat, that really it's a good idea to get it into your vet as soon as possible, and we won't have to deal with as many kittens, hopefully.
That's right. And give us a call, because we are thinking, you know, we're looking at, we might be able to do this again in future as well. So
we've kind of been overwhelmed within the first 24 hours, the amount of interest and support there's been. So
it's showing
great.
That it's definitely,
it
definitely a need for it.
There is a need there.
So yeah, absolutely.
Keep an eye out.
And yeah, check it out on our Facebook page and our website as well. But as Alan said, we did have quite a massive response overnight. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. We'll see how all that goes. Lots of desex thing going to be happening.
And it's the first time we've done it.
It's always good. Also on our website at dogshome.com, we've got a lovely story, which is in our adopted and adored letterbox. So it's pretty as a pearl. And after saying goodbye to their cherished 19-year-old cat, Lucy, 5 years ago, Betty and her husband, Peter, knew that whilst they could never replace her, it was time to welcome a new cat into their lives. Now, they adopted Pearl as part of one of the 131 adult cats adopted during our Money Can't Buy You Love promotion earlier this year. So we caught up with Betty recently and found that her and her partner had found their match, and she wrote in to let us know how that all went. So you can check that out on our website at dogshome.com. The great thing that they said was adopting from a shelter was because it was a small way of giving a cat a chance of at home. Kittens are so cute, and the older cat is often overlooked, and she'd just like to say thank you once again to all our dedicated staff. So that's just absolutely fantastic to hear. Now, we've got some information from Oz to let us know about registering people registering their info for discounted desexing. Mm-hmm. So please call the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic on 9329 2755 between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday to Friday, and registrations are going to close at 12 p.m. on Friday, September 5th. So for people that are wanting to still try and get some discounted desexing happening, so they can give us a call and we'll sort that out. We'll put you on a wait list, and we'll get in touch with you as soon as we get some more information.
Yes.
Now, Alan, every week we do like to feature a dog or cat in a very special...
This week's Pet of the Week.
Alan, why don't you introduce our Pet of the Week this week?
This week, our Pet of the Week is a lovely female, black and white, about 1.5-year-old cat, and she... I don't know who gave her name, but I love her name. She's called Bug. And that's a me kind
really
of name.
And it really suits her as well.
So she's a real character, loads and loads of personality. She needs probably someone who's had a cat before who doesn't have any small kids, because she is such a strong character. You'll need to be able to set boundaries for her as she plays a little bit too hard. But, you know, she will learn, she will grow up, and she will make a lovely, lovely companion. So her ID number is 957-491. You can look at her picture online at dogshome.com, and she is at North Melbourne.
Absolutely. If you want to come down on the weekend, you can come down to 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne to meet Bugs. Coming up, Alan and I are going to be chatting a bit about our experiences growing up as members of the LGBT community, and also our experiences with our pets.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Aloud every Friday from noon.
Oh, thank you very much, Daryl Summers. Now, we are on Pets Aloud. You're joined by Alan and Kevin and the lovely Sprocket in studio today as well, who apparently thinks that radio is quite tiring because he's decided to have a bit of a nap. Now, Alan, there is a range of research that shows contact with animals can improve our well-being and state of mental health.
That's right. There is a publication put together by Beyond Blue and Deakin University in 2012 found that caring for and having contact with pets encouraged owners to spend more time outdoors and socialise, adding meaning to their lives and generally enriching and enhancing their sense of well-being.
Now, we do want to hear from you, listener. If you've gone through a bit of a rough patch in your life, or even just had an off day and realised on reflection how much of a positive role your pet has played in helping you feel better, you can SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and let us know. Right now, Alan and I are going to go through our own personal experiences with growing up with pets. So,
on the other side of the world.
Yeah, Alan, you were on the other side of the world. I was in Australia.
And I was in Ireland.
I was in Melbourne, actually. Still, so.
Which is funny, actually, because I just went back about two weeks ago.
It wasn't long ago.
First time in ages, and it's the first time ever that my brothers and their partners and their kids and my mum and dad and I have all been together in one place. So that was very nice.
That would have been lovely. And there was not much, it was very remote, so not much internet and that kind of stuff.
No internet.
Good to switch off.
Yep. No mobile phone, really. So it was really, really good.
All right.
But it's changed a lot since I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. So take us back to when you were a kid. What would you say was the most sort of difficult aspect of growing up?
I think back then, I grew up in Northern Ireland, in Derry, and it's a fairly small city. And Northern Ireland back then was a really quite closed, quite religious community generally. And I don't remember there being any positive gay role models either in the community or even at that
just
stage
anywhere,
on
really.
TV anywhere. So it was, I felt pretty isolated and very alone at times.
And you have had horses when you were growing up, didn't you?
I used to learn to ride when I was about 12. I started riding and I had a pony from the age of about, I guess, 13, something like that. And I spent loads of time just out riding. And it kind of got me out socially as well. You know, we used to go to competitions and meet people and go riding with people. So it definitely got me out and about when I was feeling isolated.
So I guess that was around the time. You are a vet now. So was that around the time when you thought, hey, this whole animal thing could be something that I could do as a career long term?
And it was just something I was totally, totally obsessed with. I mean, we got a dog as well when I was... probably we got our first dog when I was about 11, and that was very much because I pestered my parents. And, you know, so we had him right through until I left for university. And we had cats as well. But, yeah, they were a really big part of my childhood. I grew up in the country, so either riding the horse or walking the dog was kind of what we do, and we could just be out exploring for hours and hours on end.
Excellent. And they would have been a great emotional support for you as during the time.
I think, you know, certainly I remember there was one year at school when I was about 14, maybe. It was not long after I started secondary school where I went through a period where I was bullied pretty badly.
Yep.
I guess being a kind of quiet kid and a bit unsure of myself. And they definitely helped. You know, they were really good to go home to and just to spend time and take my mind off things that I might have been dwelling on otherwise.
I mean, that's why it's so interesting nowadays that... so sort of back then it was, you know, as you said, there was no positive gay role models out there, whereas... And your pets were sort of the only things you could turn to, at least now, especially with days like Wear It Purple, how massive this is, that, you know, you've got a lot of positive role models in the media, in sports, that kind of thing. And there's a lot more support out there as well.
Yeah. And look, even, you know, back then there was no internet. So there was no online support. It was really, really... just really difficult.
Sprocket absolutely agrees with you there.
He does, I can hear.
Now, myself, I grew up with a variety of pets. Mainstays was always dogs. We always had dogs, but I've had cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, mice, lizards, birds, everything like that.
Were you on a farm?
No, I was in semi-rural country, not country, like almost country, basically. But, I mean... I had two older brothers who are pretty much as straight can be. So, for me, growing up as the youngest boy... confused about my sexuality and that kind of thing. I guess my pets were the only thing that I could turn to, and I spend so much time with them, and that's why I absolutely love dogs. And I mean, they've been such a great support for me, not only when I was a kid, but also nowadays as well. So having my two dogs as my best buddies.
Do you have any particular memories or experience that kind of come to mind? Or
I guess when I was a kid, I used to just spend, like, whenever I was lonely at home and, you know, I didn't go out with friends or anything like that, I would just sort of have the dogs by my side and they'd be looking after me and you know, playing with them and that kind of stuff. I had guinea pigs, which I was responsible for and looking after, so they were a big support for me as well. I mean, I guess for me, I grew up in the time when internet was just coming out, so speaking of coming out, and I was able to access forums and places like Minus 18 and that kind of thing and learn a bit more, but my pets were definitely the, you know, sort of one-on-one counselors that I kind of had, and if I was feeling a little bit stressed, I'd take them for a walk and everything like that. So absolutely. And I mean, throughout my life now, pets have always been a big part. I mean, a lot of people know me as that dog dancing guy because I spend so much time with my pets, and I, you know, obviously working in the shelter and that kind of thing. So and more recently, there was a time when you know, I was newly single and not very happy about that. Moved out, living by myself with just me and Cinder. And there was a time I was in tears on the floor in the kitchen, and Cinder just came up, put her head on me, and just sat there with me and sort of helped me out. And you know, I do deal with mental illness myself every day, and that's kind of something that my pets have been really able to help out with as well. And a lot of people say, you know, why do you spend so much time training your dogs? And it's because it gives me something to focus on, a bit of a distraction. So
it's good. I mean, I couldn't imagine being without them. And my partner hasn't really grown up with animals, but he now is totally
obsessed
yeah. and enraptured with. And he, you know, he almost to a fault at times.
Yes.
But hey, that's the way it goes.
So coming up, as I just sort of mentioned, pets are helpful for our mental health, but how can we look after their mental health? We're going to go for a bit of a flashback.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, Joy 94.9.
All throughout the program today, we are looking at why pets make our best friends forever and how to keep not only our welfare and safety front in mind, but also their mental health and welfare. We just wanted to quickly remind people that if you are going through a bit of a tough time and you think you may need to speak with someone, call Lifeline, which is a 24-hour crisis support service on 1-3-1-1-4, 1-3-1-1-4. Any medical emergencies, obviously call 000 or go to your GP. For more information on something like depression, call Beyond Blue on 1-300-22-46-36, 1-300-22-46-36. And don't forget, there is also the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which is 9663-2939. Now, Alan, we're going to go into a bit of a Pets Allowed flashback.
That's right. We're going to have a flashback and look at how to keep your pet happy and healthy.
Now we're going to look at returning the favour and discussing how to keep your pet happy. Now, we do need to highlight that this is general advice. If you are concerned at all about your pet, please contact your vet directly. Now, what we're not suggesting, you know, if you're feeling depressed or anxious, to go out and adopt a pet or buy a pet or anything like that. We're not suggesting that. You need to actually think about these things first. You know, you've got to predict the future. Well, you can't predict the future, but you need to sort of a little bit. You need to try as hard as you can. Are you thinking about going away? Are you thinking about going overseas? Are you going to be moving house? You need to think about the effects that these are going to have on your pets. Remember, dogs can live up to 15 years generally, and some cats can even live older than that, I believe. So, you know, think about that. And you also need to be able to think about your daily routine. How can you bring your pet into your daily routine? Now, Kate, what was the biggest commitment you had to look at when adopting all three dogs?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest commitment for me is getting out and walking them every day, or twice a day. I actually walk them twice a day every morning. I get up at 5:30 to get that half an hour walk in with them, and then I know that they're going to be settled for the day while I go out to work, and I also walk them before I go to bed again, so they'll settle for the night and they've had their toilet stops and they're happy, and they look forward to it. Like, it's really important. I know when I'm running a bit late, you know, they let me know when it's time for a walk. And it's not just about the exercise, and I think this is helps with the animals' mental health and combats boredom. It's about, you know, being stimulated while they're out walking. They love smelling. They're like, what, you know, what other dog is living on the block, mm-hmm. and as well as socializing with who they meet, and it's also, I find for me, it's great, it's just great to clear my head. I, you know, if it's a cold night or a cold morning, I don't feel like getting out of bed or getting out of my chair to go out, but once I've done it, I think, wow, that was really, really good. And it's really quality time with them. If I take my son, it's quality time with him as well. So I think it's great for us and the dogs.
It's also important to consider where you live, your house, isn't it, Alan?
Yeah, there's been a real change over the last few decades in the way Australians live. Less of us have big backyards, and we're moving into apartments, living in the CBD. Especially many GLBTIQ people live in the CBD. Although many people who do live in apartments can successfully own dogs, you have to remember it requires extra commitment, and you should really think what kind of pet is suited to you. If you live in an apartment, you're going to have to take your dog out 4 or 5 times a day. You can't really leave them along all day, so there's extra work involved.
And, you know, there's also the financial cost to think about as well. So, Alan, how much would a dog or a cat cost about per year?
We estimate that a dog costs around about $1,800 per year, and a cat probably about $1,200. But that's without any expensive things that might go wrong. You know, if your dog gets out and gets hit by a car, breaks a leg, that can cost thousands. And chronic diseases such as skin disease or diabetes can add up to quite a lot of money over a long period.
We are talking about how to keep your pet in good mental health. Now, Alan, what are some of the things that you might see if your pet is getting a bit bored?
There are lots of signs. Barking, whining, dogs that get out a lot, so escaping, and dogs who destroy things are all signs that your dog might be bored. Now, These symptoms can also occur with separation anxiety, which is a much more serious issue and certainly would need veterinary and maybe specialist treatment. Dogs with separation anxiety show signs such as trembling, compulsive behaviour such as licking or tail chasing or, you know, chewing themselves constantly. So that's just something to watch out for.
And if you do see any of these symptoms, you should definitely go and see a vet. Is that right, Al?
Generally, if you're concerned about your dog, your vet is the first person you should talk to.
That's right. And okay, so if I have a dog and I notice maybe, especially during winter when you sort of feel like, oh, I don't really want to go out, I don't really want to take them for a walk, what are kind of some of the things that you can actually do to help improve their mental health?
Training is a big one. Training, exercise and mental stimulation are the main keys to preventing them getting bored. You know, a tired dog is a well-behaved dog. The other thing is toys. Give them toys to play with whenever you're not there. And there's no point in leaving the same 30 toys lying in the backyard. What you should do is use 5 or 6 different ones and change them every day. You can get specialized toys such as Kongs, or you can get food balls, which you can put food in, and they're designed so that the dog has to sort of play with them and tease the food out of them throughout the day, or you can simply just hide food around the yard.
Now, Wear It Purple is a youth-led organisation that exists to support and empower rainbow young people.
It is run by young people for young people, with the aim of creating a world in which every young person can thrive, irrelevant of sexuality or gender identity.
Now, joining us on the line from his high school library is Lawson from the Youth Action Council and Wear It Purple. Lawson, welcome to Pets Aloud.
Great, thanks so much, Kevin Allen. It's so great to be on the show today.
It is fantastic that we could have you. Now, we did get a photo, but can you describe what you're wearing today?
Yes, so I'm wearing lots and lots of purple. So I raided the party shop last night and I got a purple skirt, a purple tie, a purple wristband, obviously the Wear It Purple wristband.
Excellent.
Purple gloves, purple socks, and a purple phone case, as well as a purple dog jacket for my dog, which was too small. And I've also topped it off with rainbow suspenders and a giant flag, a giant pride flag that I've used as a cape.
Sounds amazing. Ellen and I are both all in purple. My little dog Sprocket is in the studio with us today wearing purple as well.
That is so amazing.
So, Lawson, throughout the program today, we're looking at the bond with pets and how we've turned to them for support during tough times in our lives. So you've got your own pet Angel, and through your experience with not only Angel but also your work with Wear It Purple, how do you see pets helping young people in times of isolation?
Well, of course, you know, I love my dog Angel. I think she's 7 years old this year. She's a Maltese cross silky terrier. She's adorable and everyone loves her. And she's helped me get through so much, but it's actually not really to do with my sexuality and gender identity. I've been one of the few queer youth these days who've experienced a really great upbringing, and I'm at a school where people embrace me rather than bully me. But
fantastic.
I spoke to my friend from Wear It Purple, and she told me about how her dog, who is a Great Dane cross bull mastiff cross German Shepherd cross Ridgeback, helped
That's
her.
That's a big dog.
Good mix.
Yeah, a very, very crossed dog. Helped her through tough times when she was in the process of coming out to her family and dealing with her parents being separated. And she told me about how her dog always licked her when she told her she loved her, and how she'd sit out in the backyard and play a guitar while her dog snuggled up to her.
That just
makes you cry every time.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds fantastic.
So tell us your story with Wear It Purple. What does it mean to you being in a community like Wear It Purple?
Well, I first got involved. I first heard about Wear It Purple in Mardi Gras 2013. I was curious about how I could join the Mardi Gras parade, so I did a bit of Googling, and of course, Wear It Purple were the first result. And I didn't sign up for the 2013 Mardi Gras parade because I was really uncomfortable and I didn't know anyone, so I was a bit too scared to do it. But I heard about it again on Wear It Purple Day, and I didn't realise when I'd heard about them at Mardi Gras that they also had a day where everyone wears purple.
Yep.
And a few days before Wear It Purple Day, my friend Zach came up to me and he said, "Do you want to have a Wear It Purple Day at our school?" And so we did. So we went and we organised with our deputy principal, and we had the Wear It Purple Day, and it was awesome. And then a few months later, I think it was in maybe February, Wear It Purple posted a Facebook status basically asking, "We need people to help us brainstorm for our Mardi Gras season in 2014. So I showed up at the New South Wales Teachers Federation building for my first ever Wear It Purple meeting, and then I helped them out with the Wear It Purple float at Mardi Gras and as well at Fair Day. Day in Sydney. And from then, I've been involved in all of the major projects, including Wear It Purple Day, obviously, and Unplugged, which was a fantastic queer music event that we held.
That sounds amazing, and obviously you're doing some fantastic work as well.
Thanks. Yeah, it's so much fun.
It is Wear It Purple Today. Alan Sprockett and I are all wearing purple in the Joy Studios to mark the occasion.
As is pretty much everyone else in the building.
And a lot of people at our work as well, Alan. I don't know if you saw, but our comms and fundraising team, there was so much purple. Yes. It was amazing. Now, we are joined on the line by Lawson, who is up in Sydney. Hey,
hello,
Lawson.
Again. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, of course, today is Wear It Purple Day. What are you guys doing at school to mark the occasion?
So here at my school, we've basically organised to have a whole bunch of people wearing purple. We've basically said you can wear purple over the top of your uniform. So basically we're accessorising. So I went really crazy with it. But, you know, there are people who are dressed everywhere from, you know, dressed like me, crazy and all out, to just wearing a simple hair tie or a tie to mark the occasion. So we've got heaps of people. I look around at our school and it's a whole sea of purple, which is just so fantastic for a queer person like myself, because it just shows that there's so much support and it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so good.
Incredible. Now, Alan,
how can young people get involved with the day and Wear It Purple?
Now, of course, this is a Melbourne radio station, and unfortunately, we're at Purple are based in Sydney.
We do have listeners, Australia wide as well, just
of
in
course,
case.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So for those young people in Sydney, and perhaps maybe those in Melbourne or around Australia who are game to join our meetings via Skype, they can join the Youth Action Council. It's basically a council of young people under 24, and we meet monthly at the ACON offices in Sydney, and basically we discuss things that Wear It Purple can do, and we advise the executive committee on decisions that are being made. So if you'd like to get involved with the Youth Action Council, you can just go to our website, wearitpurple.org, and just pop us an email and to learn more. And also, there are heaps of other ways that you can get involved with Wear It Purple. You can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter at Wear It Purple, follow us on Instagram, I think it's at @wear_it_purple.
Yep.
And so you're just basically following Wear It Purple and what we're doing. And of course, you can join us at Mardi Gras, you can wear purple, you can
run your own Wear It Purple Day.
Oh yes, of course, yep. And just follow us on all our social media sites and just learn more about Wear It Purple Day. Spread a message in your school, tertiary institution or organisation about how it's important to empower queer young people.
Excellent.
So that's basically it. But there are heaps of ways, even if you're in Melbourne or a non-Sydney city.
Well, I mean, yeah, it has sort of gone Australia-wide, which is great to see as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's just so great. I mean, we're sitting in the meetings working on Wear It Purple Day, and it's just so fantastic. I mean, with the film that's just come out, to see all our work, manifest in a whole sea of purple, it's just so fantastic.
That's so great to hear. Lawson, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a hoot.
It was great to talk to you about not only Wear It Purple Day, but also the role of pets playing in LGBT youth as well.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to wearing it purple at your school.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you. See you. And coming up, we're going to go to a Sprocket pup date. We are going to have a little bit of an update on the gorgeous Sprocket, who is actually in studio with us at the moment wearing his purple bandana. You can see some photos on our Facebook page at facebook.com/lostdogshome. There'll be some on the Joy as well. Let's see what Sprocket's been up to this week. Oh, this month, actually.
Sprocket, come here, boy. Good boy.
Sprocket is growing up fast before our eyes, and he's hit that age where he's getting cheekier by the minute and really testing our boundaries. It's been important for us to continue consistent obedience training so that he remembers his doggy manners, which sometimes escapes him. He's still the lovable, cheeky pup that we know, but maybe a little too cheeky sometimes. In other news, just last week, Sprocket made his debut out in public as a dancing dog with his big sister Cinder, and he was absolutely awesome. He lapped up the attention and was super keen to show everyone his favourite tricks, and the audience just loved him. It just goes to show that you sure can teach a rescue dog to do anything. I'm about to head off overseas for a few weeks, and I'll miss him a lot. But I know he will be well looked after whilst I'm away, and I look forward to coming back home to see him.
That was our latest in Sprocket Pup Day. You can see some photos of the gorgeous Sprocket on our Facebook page. There's been some photos happening for Wear It Purple out in the Joy Studios. And
with Sprocket?
Sprocket is wanting to get back in and do more. He's actually going a little bit crazy, going, come on, let me.
That's right. He was switched off for a while, but he switched back.
He was, yeah. He went to sleep for a little bit, and now he's relaxing again. Hey, Alan, we got a message in from Greg, who wrote in to say that his old dog actually led him out of a swamp when he got lost when he was a kid. So that's
practical support.
How they amazing can animals can be. Now, Alan, it's Wear It Purple Day. We've both grown up with pets. Tell me, what is your fondest memory of a pet from when you were growing up?
Gosh.
I can tell you mine.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so I remember when I was about 4 years old, I think, and we'd just gone and picked up our puppy, Tina, her name was. Little fox terrier puppy. And I just remember being in the car, sitting with her on my lap, and she kept jumping up and nipping my face, as puppies do. So It was absolutely lovely. And it's just really, I guess, for me, it's really cemented how much I love dogs and how much support I've had throughout my lifetime with dogs as well, and how much support when I was growing up.
There's two that really stick out. The first I was thinking about was when I got my first pony, who was called Kizzy. And she was a very, very sweet pony, but gorgeous. A very, very ugly pony.
Aww.
Like very badly put together, but she could jump anything.
Yes.
But I was also thinking, I remember the first pets we ever had were two kittens, and I remember driving home from getting these two kittens, and there was me and my two brothers in the back of the car with the two kittens in a cardboard cat carrier, which they got out of. And I would have been 7, and my brother would have been 5, and my youngest brother would have been 3. And that is 40 years ago.
That is 40 years ago.
And
amazing.
That is scary.
Amazing that you can still remember that, though.
I still remember.
That's right. And, I mean, the pets will play such an important part in your life. So don't forget, all throughout the week, you can get in touch with us via our Facebook page or our Joy program page at joy.org.au, and let us know how pets have impacted your life. We've got some dog dates coming up right after this.
Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
Now, we like to sometimes profile some stuff that's happening in our...
your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
I love that music. It's so much fun. Now, Alan, we've got quite a few things coming up with the National Pet Register.
We do. It's September. So it's September in 2 days' time.
I was going to say, it's not that far away.
No. So Sunday the 14th of September, Hume City Council, it is the grand opening of Craigieburn Dog Park. That's at Craigieburn Gardens, 127 to 147 Craigieburn Road, Craigieburn. So there's lots of Craigieburns. That's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Microchipping is $25. And we... book that at
petregister.com. There's also coming up Sunday, 21st of September, at Hobsons Bay City Council's Microchipping Day at Cherry Lake Reserve in Altona. That is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cost also $25. Check out the website in October.
And Saturday, the 4th of October, Casey City Council, Companion Animal Microchipping Day. That's at the Lost Dogs Home Cranbourne Shelter, 920 Thompson's Road, Cranbourne, Victoria. That's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And again, it's $25.
And Sunday, the 12th of October, at Frankston City Council's Frankston Pets Day Out. So that's at Ballon Park and Cranbourne Road. Cost is also $25 for microchipping. So all those bookings can be made via our website, which is petregister.com. Now, we've had quite a busy show today. Thank you to Lawson for joining us from Wear It Purple. We had the gorgeous Bugs as our Pet of the Week, Alan.
We have. So if you want a very sprightly, very playful, 1.5-year-old black and white cat, have a look online at Bugs. Her ID number is 957-491. You can pop down to see her at North Melbourne, 2 Gracie Street.
Thank you so much to Alan for joining me in the studio today and sharing about his life growing up with pets.
Thank you, Kevin, for sharing yours.
Thank you to the gorgeous Sprocket. We've put some photos up on our Facebook page. He's absolutely been loving it. Thank you to all the team at Joy. We love you guys. It's been a great show today. And thank you very much to Oz for producing the program as well. You've been tuned into Pets Allowed. Don't forget, you can join us on social media. All our information and animals up for adoption are at dogshome.com. You can come along and visit the shelter this weekend.
And you've got a whole afternoon to wear purple.
I know, absolutely. So if you don't have anything purple, go out like Alan did to Uniqlo or somewhere else and buy some purple. You've been listening to Pets Aloud. Don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.